This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
It's actually not hard. It's not a complicated process at all. Any nutrient, any food item can be reproduced with the exact nutrient makeup in its original form as a gummy. Same size, same appearance, identical appearance.
But here's my issue, and I think maybe I'm not explaining myself clearly. I don't want it to be that big. I'm happy that we can reproduce it in gummy form. I'm happy that we can have the same, but like, I don't want to have to eat like an entire pineapple gummy. I'm wondering if we can make it smaller.
You can make it
because obviously
yes.
I need the.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you were asking whether it could happen, but you were too busy asking whether it should.
So my doctor has basically said, like,
no more big food.
If I keep eating a pineapple sized pineapple, that I need all the juice from it.
Yes,
but that the lining of my stomach will disintegrate, and that actually, because I've been eating the seeds as well.
Mm-hmm.
That a pineapple creature will burst out of my abdomen and start living as me, like take over, wow. Which you may like this, take over the podcast, take over my, you know, child rearing.
Why would I like it? If
I don't know, you like perhaps
it's my
hosting
podcast.
It.
Why would I like that?
The way you talk to me sometimes, Hayes, I wouldn't be surprised if you'd rather be talking to a pineapple creature. If that would be easier for you. The way I feel sometimes, the way I am treated on the show, I think he'd rather have a pineapple creature in the seat.
Let me stop you. Like, let me go back to what you were saying earlier.
Go ahead.
Just because it would be easier, and it would be easier, doesn't mean that that's what I want. Nothing in this life that is worth doing is easy.
Yeah.
And that includes having a conversation with you on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is yes, we can shrink down the gummy to be exactly the same texture and composition. Like the steak will have the same marbling as it would in its larger form.
Gummy
it is
ribeye.
Just small.
Bone-in gummy ribeye.
Gummy bone-in ribeye. Now, I want to address the juice. The pineapple will not have any juice. It's pure gummy inside.
It's got the same nutrients, but there's
same
no,
nutrients, but texturally there is no liquid.
There's no gusher
and no solid
version
to
of this.
Really. Nope.
Yeah,
these are gummies. These are not gushers.
Okay. Well, we should talk to our guest. She's been here for over an hour at this point.
Tawny time, I guess.
Yeah.
Suppose it's become Tawny time once again.
Here's Tawny.
Freeze, Tawny time.
Tawny.
Yeah.
Might as well get it over with. Let's get out your phone and start calling everyone at your address book. This is
guys.
Let's get moving. I don't know why we
or
want
we
to
could
do this
or
whole
we
fake thing where we pretend that you
are that I'm
as
here
the guest are just like
own.
The guest.
Right.
It's like let's start accessing.
Right. I shouldn't pretend that you ever want to talk to me. I'm merely a vessel for either my father.
You're here for the whole conversation when we talk to your dad or some of your
friends. We never spoke directly to your dad. We had to speak directly to you who would relay the conversation to your dad. I've never spoken to your dad in my
life. That's true. Do you want to?
I've communicated with him. I mean, he's experienced ideas of mine and given feedback in real time. So I do feel like there's a connection there. But no, we have.
He's objectively my biggest fan.
Yeah, he loves you guys. He has notes, but he loves you guys.
And the fandom goes both ways. And honestly, like, yeah, good. We should be taking notes. Like, I'm a fan of his shit. I like a lot of what he brought to the table. But I didn't have to take every note. But what I realized every time was maybe your dad doesn't have the fix, but he did find a problem. Mm-hmm. There's a reason I'm getting the note.
Yes.
And then I get in the lab and I go, it doesn't have to be what he's asking for, but it got to be something different.
Exactly. My dad is good at, and this comes from childhood. My dad is always good at finding something wrong with what you're doing where you didn't know. And you might've just been like, hey, look at this. I got an A+ on this essay and I got, you know, now I'm on the honor roll, and he'll find a reason to be like, this is actually bad. And here's how you could have done it better.
Yeah.
Only the lower decks. Huh?
What is that? And now what is that you're referencing? Is that my Star Trek cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't know about that?
Trek Toon?
Sometimes I forget, you know, it's like.
You don't know about your cartoon?
I mean, I know about it. I just didn't know.
You have a cartoon.
Yeah, I have a cartoon.
Yeah.
You thought that I was talking about something else that's not your cartoon. It's like,
I don't know. I didn't know if you pull up phrase.
Will you tell? Let's pull up Tawny's Wikipedia and we'll tell her what she's in.
Yeah, just so you have a greater awareness.
No, the picture's great, Tawny.
The picture we actually need to maintain.
Can you change that?
So I'm looking at it now.
This is now. I feel like your dad a little bit, but it's like you don't know what's best for you picture-wise. Like, this picture is...
No, it's from 2019. My mouth is open, like, excited.
We used to smile
horse.
Like that in 2019.
I don't like it.
This
I
is a pre-COVID
like...
smile.
So, like, everyone on Wikipedia, it is from...
Look at you spreading your germs with that smile.
Yeah.
Big open mouth, just... Ha!
I would like... A challenge for the listeners... I look so much better now. This is a 2019 Comic-Con shot. Can you take my 2022 Comic-Con pictures and put one of those there?
What a great way to feel. I love that.
Right?
That feeling you have about yourself. Because I never look back at an old picture and go, God, I look so much better now.
Oh, I always do.
I always go, ah, Jesus. Skin I had.
You're not always moving forward and reinventing and advancing yourself. Like I
No, I've been sort of decaying.
Entropy.
I'm sort of an old toad just buried in my little mud hole here, aren't I?
I don't feel that I've ever looked at this Wikipedia page, and it's very interesting the things that are jumping out at me. I don't know what.
We can change it now. Do we want to put a new picture up there now?
Yeah. Get a current Comic-Con pic.
Take a,
those were cute.
Wait, just take a selfie. Send it to Kevin. We'll throw it in there.
I don't want a selfie of me in my house on my
why not?
Page.
Why not?
It seems a little too DIY. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Well, do you want to take a selfie, and then we can somehow like key in the background from that like Comic-Con. Or whatever you were doing.
Why wouldn't you just take one of the pictures from Comic-Con? They were nice pictures.
That's what we did. You were mad about it. You were pissed.
I don't understand. Sometimes I don't know if you guys are on my side.
Me neither. So what's up there? That's a picture from Comic-Con.
But an old one.
Okay, so I'm like,
it's 4 years
going
ago.
Through every Comic-Con and like
just this one.
The date
it was July. Something. It was just like 4 months ago. That's the one I want up there.
Well, the last time I just want to point out,
plus, Jesus, do you see how fast she did the months?
The last time we put up a photo
wasn't exact.
Of you,
I mean, it was
really
one off, but
it was one off.
But
it
was
pretty
instant.
Close when it gets to months.
The last time we took a photo of you on the Comic-Con dais, there was shortly after that a global pandemic. And so now you're saying, oh, let's go back and like do this again. Like, no, actually, I'd rather not repeat that experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I think it makes infinitely more sense for you to take a selfie in your home. You don't have to be looking directly at the camera. In fact, I don't think you should be. I think you should be looking out at an imagined audience.
Can I say this just because I'm worried? I want to clarify as we bring up the original photo, what happened afterwards. When you say I look so much better now.
Yeah.
You don't mean because you're wearing a mask.
I mean, hey, top two thirds of my face or top third of my face.
Tony.
That's where it's at, man. It's all in the eyes. Tony.
That's for me too. My face is. That. I agree with Tawny. My face is like a stoplight.
A mascot.
Top to bottom, it's green light, yellow light, red light, stop.
Your mascot. Like those green... The mask did wonders for me.
Green, yellow, red, top to bottom.
Yeah.
You got like a European stoplight face.
Yeah.
No, guys, I just feel like I like the way I look. You guys know this thing called self-esteem? You should try it sometime.
Yeah, talk about that.
You know, it's when you wake up every day and you like what you're looking at instead of going, eh, all right. Mm. And I feel like in 2019, I was going, eh, all right. And now in 2022, I'm going, all right.
Here's what I'd like to see. Some selfie steam.
Right?
Selfie steam.
A steamy selfie.
It's something about being in a sauna by myself. Hang on. I'll give myself a steam. Hang on.
Yeah.
Actually come back to the podcast in like half an hour?
Yeah. Work it out. You guys, you've been having good, he did. He disappeared.
Yeah, he did. He did.
He's
going to take a steam bath. He has a steam bath that kind of just sort of erupts out of his toilet bowl.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So he sits on there and it's not a like a button that you press. He turns a crank on the side of the bowl and then it boils, I guess, is like there's really no other word for it. The water in the toilet boils and steam erupts out and bathing him sort of from bottom to top.
Yeah. It's like a geyser.
Yeah. And he comes out different for sure. Sometimes a little more relaxed.
Sort of sous vide.
Yeah.
It's like you sous vide your...
And that's exactly... He does wear like a bat, like a plastic...
Yeah, put himself in a plastic bag that you kind of clip to the edge and then just to the edge of the toilet bowl. And
yeah, he has himself. To. Because it can't make direct contact, obviously.
Self-care is a journey and I support it. So whatever he needs to do to feel the most moisturized and the most confident, I say. Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss the LA Dodgers. The boys break down a TV pilot script on the pro version and the Flagger ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the videos for today's episode with Tawny at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
I think in this episode we should, just to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's, we don't have to have a whole conversation with like whoever. I think we just call them, they answer, you hang up. And then we can move on. Because people are like, they're like, oh, Tawny's here. They're going to like dig into her phone.
Right.
I don't want to hear like these animals like scratching and clawing at my door after this episode is over because you didn't call anybody. You know right. what I mean? They're not coming to you. They're coming to me.
Right. And they only want to hear me call other people.
As opposed to yourself?
Yeah. Like, they don't want to hear things from me. And I'm not upset about this. I'm just laying out expectations. But in case there's new listeners who maybe listen to this because they follow me and they're fans of me. And so they saw that I posted this and they were like, man, we really want to hear what Tawny has to say on this podcast we're not familiar with. And they tune in and they hear me just calling someone and they might be disappointed. So I'm laying out the expectation.
Let's table this. Sean is back. I want to acknowledge that he's returned.
Hey, gang. Forgot what I was working on out there.
But were
I know
you
I left to do something, but then once I got in my steam, wow. I just told it, it left my head. I said, well, must not have been that important. Decompressed. I'm back for the podcast. I think we can all agree the vibe has improved.
Yeah.
I'm still a little sweaty, so I'm just drying myself off with multiple tissues.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, I'm ready to perform. And have we called anyone yet? I'm always excited, Tawny, when you're here to start calling people on your phone.
Yeah, I was just explaining it for any new listeners. I just want to say you have a beautiful, like, rosy patina. Mm-hmm. You just look, you kind of remind me, you sort of look like a tamale, you know, when you pull a tamale right out of the steam and, like, I don't know if your skin is the corn husk or if you're the maize, but it's got like a delicious, supple, stuffed quality. You look great.
Oh, that's really nice to hear.
I feel terrific.
Yeah. Well, the tissue doesn't hurt. I mean, that's so gentle on your skin. I see people using towels and I think that's so harsh on your body.
It's rough.
You know, your skin's not designed to take that kind of punishment day after day.
What
you got to do is get 3 tissues and just get to work. It'll take a little longer, yeah. But as Hayes often remarks, anything worthwhile, right, that you do, it is not going to be easy.
It's going to be painful,
It's gonna
Can I
suck.
Ask, did you get air? Sometimes the steam coming out of the bowl
is
so violent that Sean is able to actually like get air and do moves.
Yeah. I was hovering probably, I guess like 4 feet off the seat.
4 feet. Oh my God.
Off the ceiling. So you were actually
off
very
the seat. Off the toilet seat.
I was going to say,
I sat down on the toilet, turned on the machine, and then I was thrust about 4 feet up in the air above the seat. And, you know, I did a Daffy twist.
What does that look like? I didn't grow up doing this stuff. And so, like, what is a Daffy?
Yeah, what's a Daffy twist?
It's like kind of spin around, do wacky legs.
Okay, I can picture it.
Yeah.
And your lips look very full now. I don't know what.
Yeah, that's a separate thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're just
no
plump.
In there. I have some berries that I'm allergic to, and I'll kind of suck on those for a while I'm getting steamed, just, you know, to generate that swelling that I think is very appealing, obviously, to people. You noticed it right away. And
I did. Yeah. And
I always like get comments.
It seems like a cheaper alternative. Have you heard of a lip flip? Have you heard the women in LA? They're doing the lip flip.
I know about hippie flipping and robo tripping. Those are the two things that I mainly
You can hippie flip while getting a lip flip, and it actually makes for a really nice experience. Yeah.
While lippy flip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Okay. So I would what's the process there? They flip your lips inside out so that people can see your bones or whatever?
Yeah. They flip your lips inside out. They stretch it back over your head. They peel you like a banana so that your teeth look bigger and your head looks skinnier. And that's the new hot trend in LA.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Need new lip bones. Do they just completely replace your lip bone?
Yeah, you have small lip bones, which, you know, it's just a genetic thing. You can get them.
Nothing to be ashamed of, but you may want to get some better bones in there.
Yeah, like they've eroded, and a piece fell down, kind of slipped down into the bottom of my chin.
Didn't drink enough milk as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, didn't have enough milk.
Mm-hmm. I was one little piece of milk short.
You drank milk, but it was the wrong milk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you didn't drink soft enough milk.
Mm-hmm.
You only drank hard milk.
Hard milk.
He's drinking bird milk, which is very, you know, they have
very hard.
They have beaks, right? They don't have
brittle bones.
They don't have lips.
They don't have lip bones.
They have
bones too, what you're getting is nutrients that will help build your beak. And you notice Hayes's nose is extremely firm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very like powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you could peck away at something.
I've seen him do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I seen him do it. We went camping one time and he was like, anybody up for a grub? And I look over and he's, you know, he's face deep inside a tree hole. And sure enough, he comes out, pulls out a big old grub.
Mm-hmm.
The word tree hole really hit my ear in an uncomfortable way. I don't know what else I would call it, but when you said it, I recoiled from you and from this podcast.
Sound like
I wonder
pee-hole.
What else. No, it's thinking more than it just tree hole. Like
tree hole.
There's got to be a word for that. Is it a tree cave? Is it a bird hole, an owl hole? Like, there's got to be another name.
Grub hole.
Is it can I ask this? Is it just a knot or is it not?
I guess I don't know the difference.
Is it a knot or is it not?
I mean, that's the eternal question. I don't know. I would encourage you to find other words. When you're about to say something that sounds harsh and disgusting, I'd encourage you to like second thought, you know?
He's never going to have a reason to talk about that again.
No, we happened on it pretty organically.
Yeah.
It all feels like we're delaying the inevitable, huh?
It feels like a senior
call Steve Carell.
It feels like we're hanging out. It feels like we're hanging out and becoming friends, and I don't know why you're resisting our bond so much. I was having like maybe the nicest time I've had on this show, and it really feels like you guys are trying to rush me into something else.
Well, and I'm happy to hear that from your end. The show is about the fans' experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It's not really for the guest to have fun. Sometimes as a byproduct of the guest enjoying themselves, the fans enjoy themselves. But really, for the most part, the shows the fans like are where the guest is having a very unpleasant experience.
When we think about what's happening right now, when you think about like what is the present moment?
Yeah.
In the vast majority of cases, like for us, it's an hour, right? But for like in reality, as this podcast is playing out, the now is hundreds, possibly 200 listeners. And all of their hours put together, the experience of listening to this show. Like, that's a much bigger cumulative now, right?
Yeah.
Than the, what we're doing with this on this podcast. And so when we talk about what's happening right now for that listener, for all of our listeners, their tummy hurts.
Yeah. What's happening
their tummy hurts really bad. They're holding their tummy. They're kind of wiggling around, see if it would make it feel better. It won't.
Really?
Wiggling?
Guttural moan.
Yeah, or I guess wriggling. Wriggling is like the right word. Yeah, writhing a little bit. Yes.
Writhing implies discomfort. Wiggling just seems like fun.
But the way they do it, it is kind of a wiggle. They're sort of wiggling with it. And so, hands on their belly, they're making the noise that Sean was describing. And so our job, when we think about what's our job in this moment, it's to make their tummies feel just a little bit better, or if at all possible, distract them from what's going on in their tummy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to help with that.
Then call Steve.
I don't know his number.
Grandma's in the bathroom, so we've got plenty of time.
I really don't have Steve's number. We've emailed, but you know, he's not a man giving out his number.
Okay, let's send an email. Steve, can I have your number? It's very important. It's an emergency.
You want me to email Steve Carell?
Email Steve.
Hi, Steve. Can I have your number? It's an emergency.
Need your number immediately.
Immediately.
Can we know?
Life and death situation.
Their tummy's at stake.
Okay. Yeah, I can send that email. I'll send that email right now.
And just for like the fans to know, email host is too big a hint, I think. I guess can they just know if the word Steve is in his email address?
The word Steve is not in his email address.
The word Steve.
The word
is
Steve
not in Steve Carell's email address.
The email address. The word Steve is not in there.
It's not. No, it's not. I had to double check, but it is not. He might have one that has it in there.
But the one that he gave you does not have the word Steve in it.
The word
Steve? Probably strictly spam only email address that he allowed me to have does not have his name in it.
Does not contain. It doesn't even have his name in it.
Is it a Mac.com address?
No.
Is it funny?
That's all. I don't understand it, so maybe.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
It's a reference to something I do not understand.
I'll drop it in the chat and we can just see if we can all get our heads around it.
Yes, that seems fair. We can put it in the chat.
And just see if one of us gets the reference.
Yes.
Sure, sure. You promise not to say it out loud, though.
I promise not to say it out loud, although I'll say the reference out loud.
I'm going to do every single thing in my power to not say it out loud. That's as far as I can go.
Okay.
To the extent that I have control over whether or not I say it out loud, I promise not to say it out loud. But of course.
Okay.
There are limits.
I don't understand this. So I think you guys need to, I don't know what this is. So you guys, you can, don't say it. But okay. In case it.
Okay. So I do get this reference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And even saying the reference requires me to say it out loud.
Please don't.
Okay.
Please don't dox Steve Carell.
That's a really fast.
You know, no one will guess the first half. Can we say what the at is?
No,
because I had asked really if it was a Mac.com address.
No, please say no part of it because the internet, they'll sleuth.
Well, they
it
know
out.
It's .com.
They'll figure to. Oh, please don't even say that. Please. You're going to narrow it down too much. And people are going to be able to piece things together. People have incredible
hacking
skills.
Tony, I encourage you actually, since you don't know the reference.
I have no idea.
What you can do is just actually type in the email address without the at blank .com attached to it. And what you'll find is it's movies.
Shh, John. You're
there's
guys,
so many movies, Tony. Tony.
Tony.
I'm going to get blacklisted. If you keep having me come on here and dox celebrities, I'm going to get blacklisted. I'm not going to work in this town because everyone's going to be like, oh my God, she's going to go on that podcast and blab all her personal information.
Well, we have been talking about doing a new segment called What's Up, Docs, where we as sort of like Bugs Bunny-esque rascals, dox various people. And it's something that the fans have been clamoring for. Look, the fucking Patreon's in a nosedive. The entire podcast industry is falling apart. And we need to find some way to stand out. What we realize a lot of people are not doing on their shows is doxing celebrities.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Is that Conan's
secret?
All
trying to get celebrities as guests.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That ship is over the horizon for us.
Yeah.
That ship has actually proven that the world is round.
Right.
To
it's
us.
It's made a circumnavigation.
Yes.
So is that what Conan's doing? He's just doxing everybody? Is that what he's doing all right?
No, it's the opposite. He is getting guests.
He's getting these guests. And promising not to dox them at all.
Yes.
Right.
And so now we can't even do that.
We're not getting guests and we're not doxing them?
Right.
Okay, so like
why am I listening?
Yes.
Like I sympathize with the fans at that point who have said, why am I listening?
What am I?
Huh?
If you're not getting guests, what am I?
You call
You're a hub.
Your guest.
We look at you as just a crucial part of this process, which is you are the primary hub.
The
through
hub,
which we
not
are
just
able,
a hub.
You are the hub for this
like
show,
like a switchboard
that
like
allows us to effectively dox Steve Carell. You know,
yeah,
a massive guest. He's the patient. I mean, he's the doctor, but he's the patient.
Sure, sure.
So,
okay,
just to alleviate your concerns, Tawny, because you didn't know about your own cartoon, so you may not know the fact that there are over 100 movies. And so there are so many options for what the movie that is in his
movies.
Email address could be. The only ones that we don't know, based on your earlier clue, is that it is not all about Steve.
Right.
It is not the Tao of Steve.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It is not Steve Jobs.
Right.
It is not The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
That's true.
It is not those four movies. And so that still leaves almost 100 movies.
Okay.
That it could be.
Sure.
In his email address.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I feel better now. I feel like I'm not going to get in trouble. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Are you guys going to, you now promise me you're not going to email him and ask him for something weird.
Oh God. I mean, what's weird, you know?
Anything that you would ask.
Normal.
Anything actually you would ask him is going to be weird.
Yeah. To me, there is no.
Have you ever met a normal person? Me neither.
Not on this pod. So I just need you guys to promise.
On the planet, normies.
You're not going to use that email address. It's really important to me. If you care about me at all.
Was he in this movie? Can't be, right?
I don't know.
I wouldn't think so. The timing of it.
That would
really
seem weird.
Yeah.
That would be really strange if.
But it's almost weirder it's almost weirder that he likes this movie so much.
And this now, we are narrowing it down. If we say that he's not in the movie,
right,
people
guys,
suddenly know it's not Dan in real life. Immediately they're aware that it's not Foxcatcher, right?
Right.
We're crossing off more and more of these 100 movies.
You know, it's a damn.
It's not Evan Almighty, is it?
No, we got to stop
narrowing it down.
It's not date night. It's not the morning show. We got to stop narrowing it down, though. Otherwise, I'm going to get in trouble. People are drawing, they're making graphs and they're figuring this out. And by episode's end,
they're
they
getting
will have
close.
Figured it
I
out.
Think I would know it from what we've eliminated. I think I would be able to guess it.
You know what's a damn flex? Imagine you are the production assistant on the movie Spanglish. You have the email address. It's not Spanglish, fine.
I know, but stop narrowing it down.
Yeah, saying that it's not is actually now saying what it is.
Well, that I only said it's not because Tawny absolutely lost her shit at me.
It's true.
My career hangs in the balance.
You kind of created this.
I didn't say whether it was or wasn't.
But even mentioning that movie.
Tawny, it's time for accountability.
We got to stop mentioning movies.
You lost your fucking shit when he said Spanglish, which he wasn't even saying whether it is or it's not. Now we know it's not.
I got really fucking heated.
Now we know that's it's true. No movie with two.
A damn flex is you're the production assistant. You have access to the email address spanglishprod@gmail.com. The production ends. The premiere happens. You aren't invited. But you still have this email address. And you use that as your personal email for the rest of your life. And then you become famous movie star. And you're telling people, like, you have that story. What's your email address? SpanglishProd@gmail.com.
Holy you want to know why?
Did this happen to someone?
Because I never stop grinding.
Did this happen to someone I know? No.
Well, it'd be a good story.
No. No, it's just a story about a damn flex.
Yeah. I mean, can we sell this?
That
story.
Script?
Yeah, it's called Email Flex.
I think we
walk this into Peacock right now?
Yeah, I think so.
Can we stroll right through the front doors of Peacock and just say, "Hey guys, it's Email Flex. Tawny's attached to get us a star."
I'm attached to attach someone.
Yes. There must be a category in the Peacock main menu with all the different categories they have. There must be one that's called Weird Flex, but okay.
I would hope so. I would absolutely
that's
hope
very
so.
Much in the style of the Peacock menu categories that we've discussed multiple times in this.
Yeah, have you gone through those categories at all?
Yeah, all the time. I'm always looking for, you know, just ways to increase my network. So I just scroll through and
that's
I just
that
think like,
work,
who do I know? Who could I text to be like, hey, can you give me that person's number?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to increase my Rolodex at all times.
That's why you're the hub.
That's why I'm the hub.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should get out of being on camera and just be the hub.
Yeah.
Wait, here we go.
Like said that.
Hang on a second.
Just hang up when they answer. I'm too nervous.
I'm getting scared.
No, it's going to be good. Hey. Hello?
I don't think it's working. Nope. We got a exclamation point.
I saw the top two-thirds of your dad's face. Now I see where you get it.
And then nothing else.
And then a triangle with an exclamation mark inside, indicating some sort of emergency.
Oh, wait. Hello. There he is.
Hey!
Hi!
Legend. Hey,
how are you, sir?
Hey, they said, how are you? Sorry, I forget. He can't hear. They said, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are they?
They are great. I'm looking at them. They seem great.
They look good.
Nice.
So do you.
Likewise.
Yeah. You shaved. Little shave since we last saw you.
They said you look good. You shaved since I last saw you.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
I missed the hat.
Oh, Sean misses the hat.
I know. I'm sure it's around.
I need to get it.
No, please. I want you to be comfortable.
Yeah, chill out, Dad. Dad, who they're trying to get me to call famous people on my phone, but I don't feel comfortable with that. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
In my phone?
Like, whose number do you have? The most famous person, whose number do you have? Or email?
The most famous?
It's not immediate. This is encouraging.
Man, that's tough.
It's tough? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I thought he was gonna say
you. That's pretty tough.
We know at this point it's not
you. I thought
you.
For that sure sucks. He was gonna say you.
No, I thought that was a slam dunk.
I don't know if they want me telling that.
Oh.
Wow. Okay,
whoa. I don't
know.
So it
is someone problematic.
Is.
he's got someone famous in his phone.
There's two. Yeah. Two pretty famous people that I know.
Okay. Do I know them? I don't know who you're talking about.
No.
You don't know
them. No, you don't know.
He's got a whole life outside of you. No.
Okay. Let's get.
One's in D.C.
One's in D.C.
Oh, LA, shit.
The president. Okay. Is it a politician? Is it a.
One is a previous military person.
Okay.
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 That I knew. From a long time back, when I was in the military,
who's
also,
more famous than you?
Who ascended to
General Petraeus?
That's what I think too. It's General Petraeus.
Petraeus.
Yes.
That nature.
Okay.
Yes.
So military celeb. Got it.
Yes.
It's not really a celeb, but
famous.
You know, when I was in the military, I was in Signal.
I don't know what that is.
This is getting
okay.
Cool.
Well, when you saw all those pictures of those confidential paperwork laying around on the floor in the president's office, that's what I did.
That was how okay. He did that.
I you feel like your
dad
stole the papers.
Put those there.
Dad, I feel like you're about to get in trouble. I know like you see these guys and I'm holding up a phone to a Zoom, so it seems kind of like homespun, but there are a lot of listeners to this podcast. I just want you to know they do get a
that's
lot of listeners.
That's the nicest thing anyone has ever said about this show.
I understand that, and that's why I'm being really careful.
He's okay.
Being very careful.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
He wanted famous line. Military.
He literally, military all he admitted to was putting the documents in Trump's about. House.
So who's the person? Let's pivot. Who's the person in L.A.?
Or what's a hint?
Or, yeah, you have to say who it is, like a hint.
She was a... Still is a famous performer.
What? Why don't I know this?
Because that was during my wild years, girl.
Okay, all right.
Performer. Okay. It sounds like not an actor, right? It sounds like possibly a musician or something. And,
it sounds potentially a burlesque artist.
When, yeah, that was a whole different animal.
Okay, all right. I won't press.
I mean.
Member of Danity Kane.
I met in New York back in the like late 70s.
Sure.
Oh my goodness.
I met a lot in Studio 54.
That's back. True. You had some Studio 54 days.
Studio 54?
Yeah,
holy shit.
Wow.
My dad Steve had Rubel's a very good number? My dad had a very good afro that would get him into clubs. That's true. He had a perfect afro and people would be like, "You look cool, man." He'd get into clubs.
Can we hear one?
Well, Studio 54 was when so it I sounds had like the we Jerry can, yes.
Oh, sorry. That was Jerry Carlera. Sorry.
And wow. Then I looked like Rick James with the bangs. And yeah, hair down to the shoulders, wild, crazy. But there was, yeah.
That, all right.
Can we hear one Studio 54 story?
Yeah, one spotting. Yeah.
They want one Studio 54 story.
Oh.
His eyes got real big.
Well,
okay, not that one.
I'm in Studio 54. And
all right, I'm liking where this is going.
If you know anybody that went to Studio 54 or knew anything about Studio 54,
I do now.
It was a really, really wild place.
Okay.
And when you're in there and the music's bumping and all the, you know, disco stuff's going on, it was built like it's a theater. Mm-hmm. Okay? Hmm. So all of a sudden, out of the ceiling comes pinball machines with bubbles and stuff coming and people what? Standing on them dancing.
What?
And then I look around and I look to the right next to me, and there's these two very, very well-known celebs sitting there just doing massive.
I said no names, apparently.
Give one. Give us one.
One name.
Everybody was doing stuff they really didn't want out.
All right, all right.
You know, they were, if I told you these names, you know definitely who, well, of course you know who I'm talking about. But
my dad is very anti-docs. This is good. Anti putting people on blast against, for doing
going
drugs.
Against the mission of the
basically,
show.
Yeah, there was a lot of cocaine on the tables and a lot of people that people look up to now, and even
Jesse
a couple of people who have just recently stopped, let's say, doing movies and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Fogle.
No. No, not Mel. But,
oh, no, he's back. I forgot. He's got a movie out.
So they're... oh, they're blowing. Like, they're blowing fat rails. Is what he's saying.
Yeah.
he gave a clue. It was very subtle.
What was
some
it?
Some of these people, you know, they pushed their luck. They pushed it a little hard. But
yeah, everybody was going hard.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a fond memory.
They were good times.
I'm hung up on the fact that this military man, you know, is more famous than your daughter, who had two Netflix shows come out in the last 18 months.
And you have a cartoon as well.
And I have a very popular Star Trek show. And this man from the military is more famous than me?
Yeah, I have to say so, yeah.
All right, Dad, I'm gonna call you back later.
Oh, yeah. Ask him if he has any Halloween costume ideas.
I'll call you later. Oh, wait, real quick. They want to know if you have any Halloween costume ideas for Sean and Hayes. Get a good look at them and see what they would be good at.
Oh, wait a minute. Lord of the Rings on the bottom.
Which
That's
one's
Sean.
On the bottom?
That's Sean. Sean.
Yeah, I see
What's
it.
His name?
That's Sean.
Samwise Gamgee.
Yeah, the...
Oh, Gollum.
Okay,
Gollum.
He's doing a...
I
he's
look
doing
like
a
Gollum.
Movement.
He's doing Gollum. Yeah,
that feels problematic.
I forget his name.
Are you talking about Gollum?
Gollum or Smeagol.
Yeah. My
Gollum
precious, yeah.
Okay, Sean, so you're Gollum.
So I'm Smeagol, yeah.
And Hayes up on the top here.
Hayes on the top, Halloween. Wolfman.
Okay.
Yeah, the big
oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
So I got away.
Wolfman, too.
Vintage.
You got away
man.
Clean.
I like
yeah.
it. That's even yeah. better.
Great.
Yeah, I did a lot.
Do you have
better.
One for Kevin? You have a bonus one for producer Kevin?
Smeagled.
Producer Kevin. Oh. Hey, Kevin. Yeah, that little green fella.
Green fella.
Yeah. Gazoo?
Yeah,
great Gazoo?
The great Gazoo.
Gazoo?
No, not Gazoo.
Crazy Frog.
Dang, I had it right on the tip of my tongue.
The Geico lizard?
Who's
Kermit.
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 Okay.
Green yeah. fella.
Yeah, he can do a good Kermit. I think, yeah.
Amazing. The All right. Dad,
his head like Kermit.
Dad, what are you going to be for Halloween before I let you go?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I really hadn't thought about it this year.
Okay.
But I don't
know. I want to know why I'm calm.
I might go as a ninja.
A ninja?
Oh,
a ninja.
Cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
That's a cool, cool one. You gave yourself a cool one.
Ninja outfit, you know, fake sword.
And, yeah.
And a wheelchair.
Okay, that's a twist.
Yeah, old dilapidated.
Retired ninja.
You don't use a wheelchair, so that's just an interesting, that's a strange twist for this costume.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's like an aging ninja.
You gotta put
ninja,
a twist on it. Know? Yeah.
An aging ninja, I get it. Okay.
With oxygen and, you know, just.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. He's an old ninja. Kind of what's not, what, yeah. what do you not yeah. understand?
You're right.
What's
I don't know why I'm confused.
For you, Tawny. He's got the sword either, and he's.
But, hey, that's the way we roll, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna let you go.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Why I'm gone?
No, you backed me into a very awkward corner. But
no, I didn't. Well, okay. Sean wants to know why he's Gollum.
Yeah. Am I disgusting?
Gollum? Yeah.
For real?
You think it's so obvious?
Okay, Dad. You gotta go. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Damn, I didn't know he was going to go harder. Like
I was vicious.
Insulting you. Yeah.
I just do want to point out.
Roll with the punches.
while we are here doxing celebrities, uh-huh. that is our purpose here. He tried to help us. We're all trying to get our little jokes off. Mm-hmm. And he said, talking about the very famous celebrities in Studio 54, he did say the sentence, "We all die hard sometime." And while it was a very organic sentence to say in the story of mm-hmm. that he was telling, it didn't stand out on its own at all as an unusual right. statement to make in
but
that moment.
It does sort of hint that it was probably Bonnie Bedelia.
So and he did say it. People
well,
that have stopped
recently stopped doing movies.
Wow, yes. You're right. I was caught up trying to, like, you know, relay and stuff, so I didn't catch that. I'm glad.
Well,
you
you're trying
it.
To prove that you were more famous than Bruce Willis,
think
who he apparently has at his phone.
Clearly, that ship had sailed. Clearly, whoever this military man is far more famous than me. I need to know who both of those people are.
Your dad, what a life. What a story he's had.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be thinking about that for a while.
54 days.
Yeah. You just see, like, you're in LA and you're passing a party at the Chateau on Halloween, mm-hmm. and you just see someone getting out of a limo and
in a wheelchair?
A ninja in a wheelchair with an
using oxygen.
With an uh-huh. oxygen tank.
Yeah.
He pretends
pronouncing
not,
the W in sword.
Mm-hmm.
He pretends not to see you.
Yeah,
it's clearly him. He denies later that it's him when you're when you call him on it.
Massive celeb on each arm.
Yeah, that tracks. I can see all this playing out, and I don't know why I'm surprised. Honestly, he's lived.
What's his What's his first name? We've never. I don't think he's ever been properly credited on this.
I don't think
show.
He'd want you to know it.
Docs as, failed.
As a teen,
failed.
he was Mr. Newsom to all of my friends. That is not a joke.
Governor Newsom. That's what he should be called.
The only people that
Gavin
call him
Newsom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's my uncle. My uncle Gavi. Good old Uncle Gavi. He doesn't put the E on the end because. He's embarrassed
Does
of us.
Does your dad know Chris Kyle, the American Sniper? That's who he's rolling to the chateau with?
Yeah, you figured it out. That's it.
Yeah, I'd say he's more famous than you, Donnie.
I guess so, man. I don't know why I was
the
being Clint Eastwood
and that's why, movie about you.
That's why he can't.
Bradley Cooper play him. You.
Because right? he is still alive. He is still alive sniping people.
Can I ask, did your feelings get hurt when he just
Chris Kyle
destroyed
Angela Lansbury? I'm
Me
just
personally?
Gonna say it. We all know that that's what happened. Angela Lansbury had to be taken care of. And so
she was going to talk.
Yes. And so 9 years ago, they faked Chris Kyle's death and they call him in for exact moments like this where it has mm-hmm. to be perfect. Uh-huh.
Did your feelings get hurt when he just absolutely destroyed the three of you? by telling you what costumes you should wear.
But he only destroyed me. Gollum is a disgusting goblin. Wolfman is undeniably cool.
A vintage Wolfman, even cooler. Especially coming from him.
Wolfman is always played by someone sexy and cool.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Nicholson. Oh, Benicio del Toro.
50 plus Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, so that's awesome. And then Kermit is like an icon and a cute sweetie.
Yeah, okay, you're right. So I guess he only destroyed Sean.
I was, yes, with prejudice, I was demolished.
And then when you asked why, he responded, "Look at yourself," which really just felt
he was like, "Are you serious?"
He said, "Really?"
He was like, "Are you? Is that even a question? Like, you're fucking Gollum." And I just finished giving myself esteem.
Right. Yeah. Go back. So now
I
have.
I might have to get on my toilet geyser again. I might have to hop back on the toilet geyser for a little bit.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry, but I also think this is what you wanted. So.
That's exactly what I want.
You're welcome.
Every single aspect of this has played out exactly as I intended. I sealed it in an envelope and mailed it. It's in the mail. It's actually going to show up at your house today.
Okay. Give me a Halloween costume so that things are even. I didn't want him to do it. It was going to get too personal.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Dahmer.
Is he like a...
He's so much Dahmer.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.